My best friend, Zipporah, nearby in DC, called one afternoon and said she was at Walmart buying toilet paper. "You went out," I said, almost shouting. "I'm double masked and I'm wearing gloves," she said. "The police are here organizing the line for toilet paper. Can you imagine?" Zipporah switched to Igbo and continued. "People are shouting at each other. I'm really afraid someone will soon pull a gun. This white man in front of me is suspect. He came in a massive truck and he's wearing a red hat." We never spoke pure Igbo. English words always littered our sentences. But Zipporah had vigilantly shed all English in case strangers overheard, and now she sounded contrived, like a bad TV drama about pre-colonial times. A man riding a big land boat and wearing a hat the color of blood. I began to laugh, and she began to laugh, and I felt briefly released, restored. "Honestly, Zipporah, you shouldn't have gone out." "But we need toilet paper." "I think it's finally time for us to start washing our bums," I said. And in the next moment, Zipporah and I chorused, "You are not clean." I had told the story so many times over the years about Abdul, our gateman in Enugu, Willowy Abdul in his long jalabiya, walking one evening to the latrine in the back, holding his plastic kettle of water, and then turning to calmly tell me, "You Christians use tissue after toilet. You are not clean."